this one. Yeah, thank you, family. Before I start, I got some Snickers bar. So whoever, there are a few interactive sessions. So it's very good. It's going to be very simple questions. If you answer it, if you're able to catch it, I'm going to throw it to you. It saves time, right? Okay, so let's start. Thank you, Lord, for that. I'm going to read a verse from Matthew 7, 13 to 14. So first, we're going to start with this verse. Jesus was saying, it is one of the verses from the Sermon on the Mount. People used to say, like in Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments is the key for the Old Testament. What do you want me to do? Right, follow Ten Commandments. For the New Testament, it's kind of, it's the commandments, it's not a commandment, it's a law and kind of a new covenant expectation and commandment kind of thing Jesus expecting us to do is embedded in Matthew 5, 6, 7, Sermon on the Mount. So it is one of the verses from the Matthew 7, 13, verse 13 to 14. Jesus was saying, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it. This is a very important verse. This is one I wanted just to share a little bit, because what I have gone through recently, I want to just, it's an experience what I have gone through recently. I wanted just to share it with you. And then Luke 13, 24, the same message was given a little bit of different perspective. Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter, but will not be able. He was saying you won't be able to find it. Because, right, now this question goes to kids. Kids. Yes. I am showing this chocolate, yeah? This is a question for you. What do you mean by a broad door, broad gate, or whatever it is? Whoever answers it, get it. I haven't got all day long. No, that's a question for you. No? What do you mean by broad gate? Yeah, come on. Wide. Yeah, that's right. But what does it, the Bible say? But I give you this chocolate because you were brave enough to answer the first question. That was the terms and conditions. Anyway, so the broad gate means, for example, Javon, how many classmates you have in your class? 30, yeah. So 30 of you do all go in one direction. But they might say you are different. I already speaking to Johan, because you know everybody behaves differently. They do what the world wants to do. They go along what the world direct them to go. That is the wide gate. For example, why Jesus was saying the wide gate is dangerous. The narrow gate is the way to life. For example, even if it is not in spiritual perspective, in generally, narrow gate is the one we need to choose. Because you know why I'm saying, being a nurse and the medical person, we know if you don't restrict ourselves, if you follow the broad gate, for example, I like chocolates, I like cakes, my tongue likes cakes. I can have a tons and tons of cake every gate following, that is resembling a wide gate. If you want what you want to do, if you follow that, that is a wide gate. In your life, we have to fight for some reason. People, everybody, 30 persons in your class, all of them follow different, they swear, they do what they want to do. They don't know sometimes what they want to do. Sometimes you may be looking different. Yeah? So why, is it okay to look different? Yeah, okay. And is it okay to be, people say, why you don't follow us? Is it easy or difficult? Is it easy or difficult? Kids, all right, catch what it. That's it. Simple, isn't it? You already it's too gone, you know. I'm not asking a big question. Yeah, it is difficult. Practically, I'm speaking, it is difficult. Following a narrow gate. Everybody is doing the something, yeah? Everybody swears, everybody is popular. There are popular girls and boys and do everything. But you are a little bit odd. You know, I don't do that. I'm not allowed to do that. You are weird. You look a bit different. But narrow gate leads to life. That's what Jesus means. Jesus was saying, everything, even not in the Bible, if you want to, what you want to do, that will lead to destruction, right? You don't, for example, I started running, yeah? So because probably you know, a few runners, Jonathan runs. But you know, the first thing, first week, my mind tells, as soon as you start about 2 minutes, 2 minutes I started running, you know the body tells you? What does it tell you? Stop. Amazing. You probably know, all of you. Stop. Sit down. It's amazing to have the deep breath and enjoy on the sofa, have a coffee. But you got to fight against it. If you fight, if you stop fighting, you stop living. It's not me, but somebody else probably told you. So we got to fight. Regardless whether you like it or not, if you fight, you live in whatever way. So yeah, the narrow gate, wide way, you do whatever you want to do. The life takes you wherever you want to take, wherever you want to go. But the end is destruction. But Jesus saying is the end gate, the narrow gate is the way to go. Okay, this is a question for adults. Why I am saying narrow gate leads to destruction? Or why in Luke 13 it says not able to? Why is it? Why are we not able to? Jesus is saying you're not able to go through the... You want to answer it? Yeah, go on. It is difficult, simple. It is difficult. And what did he say? Yeah, easy to stop fighting, absolutely. It's a good thing, yeah. Pass it on to... Easy to stop fighting. So the thing is, the reason why I'm saying is... When we accept Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, we accept Him, Savior and Lord. Yesterday, I was touched by that 12 steps we were talking about in our encounter, the AA, Alcoholic Anonymous. They follow the 12 steps to how to stop. So one of the steps was when we accept Jesus Christ, we accept Him as a Lord and Savior. But there is a gap. We accept Him as a law, a Savior, but there is a hesitancy to accept Him as a Lord. That means you give everything to Him. Everything, your will, your daily activities, your what He wants you to do that day, and we don't want to do it because it is in us. The reason why it shook me, I've been Christian about 12, 13 years now. It's in 2000, yeah, about 12, 13 years. So I pray. Hopefully we all pray, yeah, every day. I think so. So even not like a long 10 minutes of, you know, shouting, or at least you get up and thank you, God. Give me, what I was praying, then I was thinking, I pray, Father, let it be this good day. Because this day, you're going to bless me. I am going to succeed. Wherever I go, you're going to be victory. Thank you, God, and you died for me and everything. This is what I prayed. This is what I prayed. But realizing what it is, there were so many failures and problems. And when it comes, I couldn't take it. I prayed already. Why would you let me go through this? I said that like when a couple of 3 weeks ago, when Mauritius' dad was saying, this is the day Lord has made. Yeah, amazing. When I get up, this is the day Lord has made. This day is going to be amazing. But I went into a trouble. Why? This is a practical thing I was going through. Then realizing... Because in medical terms, if somebody comes with a patient, you know, tells you 10 problems. But if you go through everything, it takes 2 hours. You only have 10 minutes. I was learning from the fellow doctors, you know, don't mess it up. If you go through everything, 10 minutes, you only got. Look for this. Easy. If you don't have it, yeah, it can be sorted out later. That's it. So in Christianity, I don't want, in my language, you can argue with me, you can challenge me, what is all about? What is this all about? People say, kids, you say, what is this all about? Jesus died for me. Yes, accept him as a Savior and Lord. What is this all about? You come to church? Is that it? Or you be very good person? Or you going to be, there are so many good persons out there. It is a life. Jesus is life. What is it all about? What is it Jesus says? Is you going to be blessed? Absolutely. For me, my version recently, it about bearing fruits. What is it all about? Bearing fruits. Bear fruit. That's it. It's not written in the Bible. It's a whole book. What I gathered from that. What Jesus, what are you saying to me? Bear fruit, mate. Pastor, I can't do it. Yes, I know that you can't do it. I will do it for you. That's it. End of the day, how you were 2 years before, are you in the journey to bearing fruit? That's it. If he isn't, then did we say, are we still following the wide door, wide way? Or is it a narrow way we are following? Last week, a week before, I went through Stuart Linsell's teaching a couple of times because that was the thing I was talking. He was talking about gardening. So that gardening is, we all been given a garden. Who is a gardener? Who is a gardener? Sorry? Father, yeah. I got a one sweet. You can party and joke and share. No, I got another one. They give it to Joe as well. And so Jesus, Father being, God being a gardener, and you cultivate your garden, end of the day, what you are required to do? Why you been given garden? What are you going to do from the garden? You're going to bring up fruits. When I was reading the Pastor Greg Leary's the daily devotion for the prayer, there are, when we evangelize people, there are two sort of extreme. The really people, spiritual people, bearing fruits, they don't speak out. He was seeing, that is his observation. And the other side, there was the beginner, there is no fruit. By looking at their life, oh my God, are you a Christian? They share. They go out and share. By looking at them, oh God, are you following the God? Well, I may think about it. Looking at your life. But actually, people who bear fruit, they became quiet. He was seeing two extremes. So when we evangelize, look at our life. How do we have, how the people looking at us? You are telling the gospel. You are selling something which don't work in our life. I'm giving something. I got a car. I'm selling to you, which it doesn't work. It doesn't start. What's the point? So the car doesn't start. It doesn't work in your life. Then why are you giving it to me? Let the gospel work in our life. Let us bear fruit. That's it. So when we given a garden, we are going to bring up the fruit with the help of the gardener, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we bring up the fruit, which we can't do it, with the help of him, he's going to do it, the narrow way involved. What is it? So what is and why it is difficult? The narrow way is nothing yielding your will. When we were praying, Clive was shouting at, let us do your will, Father. So we pray that. I did pray that. The reason why I'm not pinpointing anyone, I'm talking about myself. I pray, Father, your will be done on your in my life. But practically, do I really like it? When I'm coming to church, my life basically belongs to or cling on to something happy. For example, when I come to church or do something, okay, what will be dinner tonight? Something happy, you know. This is what I am. Right, what I'm going to do, what movie I'm going to watch, or something, happiness. Is this, Jesus was saying, I am, come follow me, I'll give you joy, I'll give you the happiness. Is this the joy, does it known to me? Is this the joy, how does it look like? If I know the joy, what Jesus was promising, the Holy Spirit promising in Romans 14, then I will take it. I don't know. If I don't know, or if I have the confidence, or if I don't know how the joy of the Holy Spirit is going to be look like, I won't need it. I won't ask for it. What I will ask, Father, I need you to fulfill the happiness of the world. You understand? Sorry, I don't know whether I'm putting it correct. This is what I've been living. Father, I need you to buy me a car. Because this is what happiness. He will give you a car, definitely. Father, I need you to fill me what I want. Because I don't know what really the joy you are talking about means. When I feel Holy Spirit, I'm feeling happy and really joyful. But what does it actually mean, the joy from eating a cake and joy was Jesus talking about? We need to have a faith and put your will down to take, Father, whatever the joy you are talking about, I want to take it. I don't know when I was given an alcohol at the beginning, I didn't know it was joyful. It was bittery. Something happens in your head like that. Is that joy? But he told me it was joyful. Then I took it. Oh, it was joyful. Okay. For a baby, for a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or toddler, if you give it, will they take it? Will they drink coffee? Or maybe some say, it's a bit bitter, isn't it? Who said it's joyful? Somebody, probably our parents. It is joyful. It will make you a little bit happy. It will make you elated, a little bit of dopamine, or it will stop your melatonin until you get energetic. Oh, okay. Yeah, it does. Yeah. You learn. Somebody says it is joyful. You take it. So the joy Jesus was promising, are we taking it? Or are we saying, Father, I need you. I need to do, I've given everything to you. You are my Lord in my life to fulfill what I want to do in my life. We say that openly, so Lord, fulfill, your will be done. But do you know how the will is going to be like? Or whatever it takes, really do we mean it? So the narrow gate garden, this is a title today. So the narrow gate garden, when we're doing gardening, it is also, unfortunately, need a little bit of will yielding. Jesus was saying, if you want to follow me, deny yourself. What do you mean by following the will? Means say no to ourselves. I was looking for the images for say no to our will. There are so many, there is no images on Google saying say no to our will. Say no to something like that. You know, it's just saying don't say no to yourself. Always enjoy what you want. This is what all there, ma'am. I'm not surprised. That is the wide way. So the narrow way, you see, I couldn't find the images. Say no to yourself in, where does it say? Luke 14, is it? I'm not sure. If you follow me and you take your cross and take the cross and deny every day. He says every day. So are we bold enough to say when we get up, Father, I love you. Thank you for this today. I'm going to get up today. And whatever your will, take me through. Take me through the narrow gate. Because last week before, when Stuart Lindsay said, this touched me. We don't know how much potential we are chipped with by God. If you want to achieve the full potential, what God wants us to do, we need to go through the narrow gate. If you got an infection, you need an antibiotic. It may be painful when they put the needle in. That is a narrow way. No, I don't want it. We are trying ourselves to give you sweet antibiotic and something lemony, strawberry, but it takes a couple of months to heal you. If I give you one shot, it will get better tomorrow. But it's painful. So nothing is in life very easy, comfy, having our what I want to do. And well, if I want to do it, I'll do it. And then end of the day, it's going to be destruction, unhappiness, no life in it. So we've been there. The reason why, the main thing, what I brought that message today, we come. When we accept Lord as Jesus Christ, yes, absolutely fine. Yes, follow you. We praise you, worship you, we fill you. We come up to the gate. We wait here. I do. No, I'm not talking about anyone. I wait here. It is a bit harder to go through the narrow gate because I need to say no to my will. But I can compensate by doing some activities. I can compensate not going through the narrow gate by doing some work. You can compensate with anything. End of the day, you understand what I'm compensate with? Some activity or whatever it is, making our conscience easing. Jesus wants you to go through the narrow gate. If we bold enough, shall we pray in the morning, Father, I get up in the morning, whatever it takes, I hold your hand, I close my eyes, I don't know, it's going to be. The one thing is sure, so the one day I started last, you know, I've been Christian 12 years, I started praying only a couple of weeks ago. Because every day I'm in a new job, it's challenging, I can't go through this, I need you. But, Father, no problem should come today, everybody has to be happy with me, no troubles, that's why I was praying. Then we should be really, Father, I pray that your will be done. What you want me to take through. But I'll hold your hand. But that day was the first day, was amazing day. I felt really confident. I'm not lying, seriously, 2 weeks ago. Really confident. I was so tired, I didn't sleep previous night. But I just smashed it through. So we expect a little bit. We expect from our, it may be difficult. But he's our Father. He knows how much we can tolerate, how much we can give you. And the same job done, isn't it? I had a good day and I've done my narrow will. It's okay, that day is narrow gate. I think as far as I know, I'm gone through with him. Unless we don't go through narrow way, we won't be able to, it's a missing. So we don't want to stuck here at the gate of the narrow gate, not entering through. We may think, following Christ is what he is fulfilling. I am blessed. I got everything. So I am blessed. I'm done. Everybody in our life has to say no. But if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we deny ourselves. Unless we deny ourselves, we don't see what the potential or God is expecting us to do. How much we are going to get out from there with the help of God, you won't be able to see it. That's the point. And I got the John 10:9, the next slide. So we can't do it ourselves. Jesus saying, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. Will go in and out and find pasture. Jesus is the door. So we go through him. Understanding, whatever it takes, you are with me. You're not going to leave me alone. The joy you meant may not be what I perceived so far in my life. So far in my life, as soon as I born, I had a little bit of sweet. I thought it's very sweety, tasty joy. But you may be giving me a joy which is different, heavenly joy, which I may not experience. But whatever it is, I will perceive that is the joy you're talking about because I have belief in you. I hope your Father, you'll never let me down. Take me through, Father. Let me see. Let me see what you see. Let me see the bird's eye view. Let me see how you are seeing the things through. Yes, people telling me off. Don't get panicked. You are with me. It is not a difficult time because you are with me. You are with me all the time. Everybody here, we have a problem. Father, take me through. Every day is a problem. Every day, Jesus said, every day has a trouble on its own. It is not easy. While it is not easy, let us hold his hand and go through with him, saying, Father, I'm yielding my will. Whatever pleasure, whatever happy joy, what I think, it may not be, but I believe whatever you say, your will be done in my life. I'll deny myself. Told off by my wife. What the first thing? Oh, no, Father, I deny myself. Told off by the traffic, somebody, a rogue driver. Deny yourself. told off by boss, deny ourselves because we prayed already. You know, Jesus, that day, this day, prayed, you're going to take me through. Probably, you are teaching something from this. I'm walking through the narrow gate. I believe I'm walking through the narrow gate now. You are telling me something. One, while we are in trouble, we pray, Father, I am in trouble, you know. I'm in the health need. My family is in trouble, financial problem. I believe, I hold your hand. I believe this is a narrow gate. What you're trying to say to me. What the fruit you are bringing out from this situation. So the fruit will be patience or denying your self-will, something like that. I can't do it, Father. It may take time. You fail, like yesterday when we heard that meeting here, when you fail, it's fine. It's not like a brain was sharing. It's not like a straight curve, a straight wave like that. It will be zigzag. And you go there, and then you come down, and then go up again and again and again. It's fine. But we are following him. One day, he's going to make it. He's going to take us through. But as long as I am in the narrow way, I'm fine. I'm following his will, whatever it takes. It's not my job. He's going to do it. But only thing is, I need to hold his hand. Let's pray that one. And there are for the kids. In Paul, when he was writing to Corinthians, he was saying, all things are lawful. Yeah? There are so many things are lawful in the world. But not all things are beneficial or advantage. All things are lawful, but not all things are constructive to edifying to spiritual life. I think there's the next slide. Sorry. So when you say, everybody's doing it, why can't I do it? Why can't you do, the kids, why can't you do, everybody is doing it, what they, everybody, yeah.
Because we are different because we're God's children.
Very good.
Because it might be wrong.
They might be wrong. Yeah, Winifred? Everyone is different, but wide population, wide, for example, you've got 30 people in your class, 29 following differently. But you are different there. Isn't it? So everybody says it's not lawful. Then no police will come and arrest you what you're doing. But what you got to be fat yourself that everybody is looking different. They behave weird. You know what? Because I know a little bit of Bible. What you're saying, I'm trying to follow. But I was like a snitch or I was like somebody not popular. You know what you got to do, guys? What you got to do? Tap yourself. You are the faithful and wonderful servant. You already started your narrow way in your school. If you're following the crowd, you are going on the wide way. You understand? If you are looking different because what Bible says you're trying to follow, you already started your narrow way, wherever you are. What all not permissible, we won't be able to do it. There are so many things permissible outside. I don't want to do it. We don't, because we are different. Yeah? So in Matthew 11, Jesus says, who are weary and burdened. There are so many, the thing I put that weary and burden on the red is because everybody is weary and burdened. Everybody got physical problem, possibly financial. We are burdened now. What's happening outside? Could we add somebody trying to follow, go through the narrow gate, and he is or she is weary and burdened? Could we add that? Would Jesus add that category of people into this one? That is my question.
No.
Why is that? Yeah. Somebody is, because I'm trying to ask here, you know, in somebody is trying to go through the narrow gate and he fails. He wants to go through the narrow gate. He couldn't do it. Would he be weary? Would Jesus mean or says that kind of people as well? When you were saying, that's what I'm asking. Sorry, I didn't put it right way. Do you understand? Somebody is weary and burdened because, Father, I want to do the narrow gate. I couldn't do it. Do you have any example in the Bible who somebody said that in the New Testament? I want to do the good thing, I can't. That's right. Last one goes to you. Romans 7. So, which is the favorite, if anybody say, which is the favorite chapter in Romans? Romans is amazing. It's like a whole Bible. Start from the human nature. You are a sinner, and it just, in the when it finishes, it just ends with the glory of God. So, if anybody here likes, just say which chapter in Romans they like. Options. Which one you like, Pastor? Amazing. Thank you. That's an easy answer. Yeah, that's what I want. Here, go. Got the last one. I was holding it for some reason. Yeah. Everybody likes, that's 8, Romans 8 chapter. You know why? The law of blessing. If God is for you, who can be against you? Amazing, isn't it? If God is with you, who is going to ask what? Nobody dared to ask me because God is with me. Before Paul reaches that stage in Romans 7, you know what he said? What a wretched man I am. It is interesting. Before he said that, what a bad man. I want to do the right thing, which I can't do it. Something in me pulling me down, not able to do it. Then comes the Spirit in Romans 8. I will make it do it. You are the Son of God, Son of, you know, because Jesus has died for you, and the Holy Spirit will come and will make you to do it. Did we reach the stage? My question is yes. All Romans 8, it our promises. Did we reach the stage of Romans 7 before we go into Romans 8? Did we say, Father, I want to follow you. I want to lay my will. I want to deny myself. I want to go through the narrow gate. I can't do it. Before we go into, God is for us, who can be against us? Or are we jumping? I saved, God is for us, who can be against? There is no wrong. Nobody is right or wrong. This is my way of thinking, looking at it. So as soon as you're born, yeah, born again, we can say definitely, Father, God is for us, who can be against us? Of course. If you want a full benefit or benefit or blessings of what God wants us in our life, the reason why we are born, saving, following Jesus, going through the narrow gate to have the full potential and enjoy what He wants us to, joy, what joy means, He says. I got some prayers. The last, I'm finishing now. There are a few prayers. If you're, it's not a compulsion. If you're okay, but if your heart says, you pray with me. It is a bold, little bit of bold decision to make. Leave that with you. But I would encourage all of us say, because we want to see the full potential what God wants us to do in our life. The first prayer, Lord, help me to deny my will and say yes to your will. Saying yes to your will, Lord, it's not only saying yes to your will. It includes denying my will. Because like yesterday, when somebody is sitting on the throne, you can't put God on the throne. That person has to be pushed away. That person sitting on the throne is me. My will, I am, it's me. I want this. I don't care about other people. This is what I want, me. That me has to be pushed away to accommodate thy. I can't say, yes, Lord, I want to follow my will as well as your will. No, it doesn't work that way. Let's pray. Father, we pray this morning, help us to deny our will and say yes to your will. Lord, help us to cooperate with your plan today. Father, it's not like only what I am. I want the trouble-free world. You have got a plan for that today. This is the day you made. You have got some plan for me in the life today. Help me to go through that plan. I believe in you. You will not let me down because I am going to hold your hand. Lord, help me to see the glory of you that surpasses the earthly happiness. We don't know, Father, which is happiness. We know the happiness is something what we see. But help us to understand what the happiness means in your perspective. Lord, teach me what is joy in your perspective. What does joy mean, Father? What do you mean by joy when you thought the joy I'm going to give you to us? Help us to know the reality of you in our life every minute. That was one of the things Stuart Linsell shared as well. The reality, living with you all the time, at workplace, in school, and every day when I'm facing trouble, when I'm with, pray 1 second. Father, show me. What do you want me to do? Father, open the gate, or where I am now. So we want to live with you all the day. Lord, help us to remain in your peace regardless of circumstances. Whatever happens outside, Father, there is a peace you promised. Help us to remain in it. And there are more and more we can keep adding on to that. So the point, the take-home thing, go through the narrow gate, deny ourselves, and have the most wonderful, abundant blessings is waiting for us inside. It's going to be hard, but it's not going to be because we are going with Jesus. Jesus is the way. Without you, we can't do it. That's why the Old Testament couldn't do it. They don't know the way. They have the strict law. They couldn't do it. Because Jesus is going to make it do it. We fail, brilliant, no problem. He's not going to make us very worried. We try again. We say, Father, we'll try again. I'll help you, I'll allow you to do your will and help us to deny ourselves to go through the narrow gate in Jesus' name. Amen.